early voting has kicked off in South Carolina, which has begun to raise some questions as votes are flipping and a constitutional amendment question sends heads reeling. Find out what you need to know this election season. Welcome to the 29th episode of the Magnifying Glass Podcast. I'm your host, Delana Moore. Early voting is in full swing, and South Carolinians are voting on a constitutional amendment question. Since I published an article last month on where this question came from and why it's on the ballot, we're going to take a quick look at some of the points that we covered in September, bring it a little bit more up to date, and also see some of the arguments from opposing sides and just some thoughts to keep in mind as you go into the ballot box this election. So how it all started, on August 12th, 2024, the South Carolina State Election Commission released the constitutional amendment question that will be on all ballots in the 2024 general election for South Carolinian voters. The proposed constitutional amendment question states the following, quote, "Must Section 4, Article 2 of the Constitution of the State, relating to voter qualifications, be amended so as to provide that only a citizen of the United States and of this state of the age of 18 and upwards who is properly registered is entitled to vote as provided by law," end quote. Let's just remember that question as we go through, because then we, with this information, my co-founder, Janice from Palmetto State Watch, decided to take a look at the current Section 4, Article 2 of the South Carolina State Constitution. We found that it currently uses the exact same language proposed in the constitutional amendment question, except it changes the word every to only. So it says every citizen of the United States, of this state, and of this state of the age of 18 and upwards who is properly registered is entitled to a vote by provided by law. So why is the legislature asking voters to decide on a constitutional amendment, which is very similar to the language that is already within the state constitution? I ended up calling the SEC and spoke with John Michael Catalino. Catalino said that the General Assembly votes on the question added to the South Carolina ballot. So for context, South Carolina has had 7 state constitutions, and our current constitution, which was created in 1895 or adopted in 1895, has been amended 409 times. So in this case, the General Assembly decided on this question by passing Resolution S-1126 that was sponsored by several Democrat and Republican senators. On April 3rd, 2024, South Carolina state senators voted 40-3 to pass, and the House voted unanimously on May 1st and May 2nd to pass this resolution. So it was a nonpartisan issue that both sides of the aisle decided to vote for, to add to the ballot. Catalino pointed me to Section 713 and 2110 that explains proposed constitutional amendments, and then also Section 7-13-2120 of the South Carolina Code of Laws that creates the Constitutional Ballot Commission. Just so you know, this commission is composed of the Attorney General, which is Alan Wilson, the Director of the State of Election Commission, which is Howard Knapp, and the Director of Legislative Council, which right now is Ashley Harrell Beach. According to the South Carolina Code of Law, this commission decides whether or not this question needs an explanation. So in this case, the commission decided that there was no explanation necessary, which I tend to disagree with. They really should have added a clarifying question, because otherwise it makes it sound as if this isn't even in our state constitution when it really is. They're just changing one word. So what's the importance of this one word change? At first, I didn't think it was much. It didn't, every and only seemed very close to me. It didn't seem much of a difference. So I reached out to the main sponsor of this bill, which was Senator Josh Kimbrell. Kimbrell expressed that this is a move several states have made, namely Florida, Tennessee, and Colorado in the last couple of years to make sure that illegal aliens will not be allowed to vote. So I decided to look into Florida and where they passed the amendment to the state constitution. It seems that these ballot initiatives are being passed by a organization called Citizen Voters, a nonprofit that was founded by former Missouri Senator John Loudon in 2018. Citizen Voters gave Florida Citizen Voters $8.3 million to pass this ballot initiative, which it successfully did in 2020 in Florida, and similar support was shown in other states like Colorado, Alabama, and North Dakota to pass the same ballot initiatives during 2018 and 2020. So why is this South Carolina ballot different? Well, every ballot initiative passed was changing the state constitution from every citizen to only a citizen, and that typically has a variety of explanations attached depending on the state. However, the same question that is posed to South Carolina, so like other states decided to put a explanation on their ballot initiatives when they had this question on their ballot, but South Carolina has decided not to add any explanation, meaning the ballot commission fitting of the SEC director, the attorney general, and then the legislative council, those three individuals decided it was not necessary to put an explanation on there. Why the commission declined to inform the voter on a question that pertains to what many citizens believe is one of the biggest issues facing our country in 2024, I can't tell you, but I will tell you, I have a very difficult time believing that every voter will know exactly what they're voting on when they head to the ballot box on this question, especially after personal observations in recent years at the lack of voter education. Personally, for me, it took a conversation with the South Carolina State Election Commission and the main sponsor of this resolution, this bill initiative, to understand myself, who I tend to think I know at least a decent amount of stuff when it comes to South Carolina politics. It took me talking to those two main people in order to understand the implications of this amendment. So it seems that the commission may believe that this ballot measure will be passed by South Carolina voters. They're not too worried about it without adding an explanation, which is why it seems that this amendment was really just rubber stamped by them. I'm honestly a little let down that they wouldn't consider adding an explanation, but that's just my personal opinion. Now, if we look at some of the South Carolina voter qualifications as it stands right now, voter qualifications is a very hot topic in 2024, especially among conservative voters, due to the influx of illegal aliens over the southern border. This is something that Josh Kimbrell expressed a lot to me, saying that he is worried about this change. So let's just take a look at the South Carolina voter qualifications. What is required to register to vote in South Carolina? First, you must register online, which requires a South Carolina driver's license or a DMV ID. If you've moved, it would update your address. So a driver's license, accepted forms of identification, you must provide your identification card for the first time, and your social security number, present originals or government-issued copies of all of the following documents, which include U.S. citizenship and date of birth, proof of identity, a proof of your current physical address, proof of your legal name change in history, if that applies. If you've changed your name from what is printed on your birth certificate, add supporting documents, whether it's marriage license, a divorce decree, or court order. And then a United States Citizens Checklist, which is given at the SCDMV. If you're from a U.S. territory, you must meet the same documentation requirements as other U.S. citizens. So the topic of only registered citizens being allowed to vote in South Carolina elections even arose in the State Election Commission meeting on August 2nd, 2024. And if you click on the link that I have in the description, you can read these minutes from the State Election Commission. Many things were brought up in it. So whether or not you want to look at it for this reason or for others, I strongly encourage you to read these pages. It's only 4 pages worth of minutes, and this discussion is summarized on pages 3 and 4. So definitely take a look at it. It gets really interesting. But with all of this knowledge, just so you have some background, our team with Palmetto State Watch ended up getting together talking about what we thought. I was very hesitant at first to kind of want to vote yes on this, just because it kind of feels like it's getting rubber stamped. But after talking to some of our other team members, I started kind of seeing more of their opinions, which it was that, you know, the amendment does clarify what is currently in the South Carolina Constitution. The phrase "every citizen of the United States and of this state" could be interpreted by liberal judges to include every citizen of the United States and not just of this state. So it could possibly include non-U.S. citizen residents of the state. This has happened in other states before. They have ruled in some localities, including California, that illegal aliens can vote in local elections in certain areas by changing the wording of only. South Carolina hopes to close this potential legal loophole. Now, I want to hear your thoughts on this. There has been many people that have brought up other really good arguments. I tend to lean yes on this one, just because I know that our judges in South Carolina can be very liberal. We have seen some really bad decisions made just because of a little legal loophole. So to me, it's better safe than sorry. Is it actually going to do much? Is this the hill you want to die on? No, I really don't think it's that important, honestly. So let's look at some of the other arguments that we're seeing with people that are saying that you should vote no on this. One of them is saying that it's already against the law for non-citizens to vote in South Carolina, that the real problem that South Carolina lawmakers are not addressing is the lack of adherence to the law and the Constitution, which I completely agree with. I mean, that is the big issue at the end of the day, is that the law is not being adhered to. I do think that there is a chance that an outside rogue judge could interpret it to be what it's not and say that, oh, since it says every citizen, that means that illegal aliens can now vote like they have in other states. But I also agree that they're not really accomplishing much. And this is a really big argument for a lot of people, is that this is just rubber stamping to make the legislators feel like they've done something. I completely agree. It does feel like it's not doing much, and that it's just a tiny change. But, you know, it could close a loophole. So I really don't think it matters too much one way or the other how you vote on this. I do think that the majority of people are going to vote yes on this, just because logically it sounds good. There is a possibility that it could be used for good in specific instances. Whether or not South Carolina will get there, that remains to be seen. But hopefully that gives you a little bit of an explanation in order to make a better decision of how you're going to vote on this. Whether you vote yes or no, that is completely up to you. That is completely your right. But make sure you have all of the understanding of where it came from before you make that decision. And that's why we're talking today. I would love to know your thoughts on this constitutional ballot initiative. So let me know in the comments what you think. And one other thing I wanted to cover before we sign off today is October 24th. It's a Thursday. We've been in early voting since Monday. So we've currently had 4 days of early voting going on in South Carolina. And after the first day, we were already hearing issues of the election machines. What we're hearing from almost all of the counties right now in mass, and it's very interesting because it's not just coming from a couple of people, it's even coming from leaders in the GOP stating that this is a widespread issue. There are people who are going in to vote and they are pushing Trump, and it's getting switched to Harris. One person I heard in Edgefield voted completely straight ticket Republican, printed out their ballot, and it said that they had voted for Harris. So they went back and they did that 3 times and it kept printing out saying it was Harris. I've heard that from several other counties, whether it's straight ticket voting or just pushing on the person, a vote being switched from Trump to Harris. So just a reminder, make sure you're checking your printout when you are voting. We still have several more days left. We've got about 10 days left of voting, I believe, maybe a little less by the time this hits and is released. But make sure that you're double checking everything. I know that usually the tabulators are going to be reading the barcode, but just to be safe, you can check the little printout whether or not it seems to do that much. You know, it's important to record these things. It's important to note these things. If it happens to you, you need to let South Carolina Safe Elections know. You need to let the state election commission know, and your local party as well. You need to let people know that this is going on. And I'm seeing a lot of people, a lot of leaders, a lot of establishment people admitting that this is happening and that it is a widespread issue. So you know, if the establishment is saying it, it's a big problem. We've seen this happen before. I've seen it happen to myself in the last election. So keep your eyes open, your ears open, make sure you're documenting. We'll keep you updated to see what else happens. I know I also heard that there was ballot harvesting in Marion County. We're going to be going through this hopefully deeper as the election progresses, but keep your eyes and ears open. If something's happening to you, if you're experiencing something while you vote that it is irregular or illegal, I would love to hear from you as well. Also contact the other ones I told you about, but I would love to hear you as well because that's something that we are looking into. Thank you for joining us today on the Magnifying Glass podcast. We delve deep, bringing the overlooked into focus and magnifying the stories that matter to you. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and share, helping us shine a light on even more discoveries. I'm your host, Elena Moore, and remember, sometimes the smallest details make the biggest difference. Until next time, keep looking closer.